sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo omhla ka 17 Mabasa 2017 ngu Chris Gande.
Lo ntungamile inkomo
endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokho kuyamangalisa kakhulu, kuyethusa ngoba mbonani ilizwe lethu liphumelele kangaka. Singabuyela emuva endulo khonale lapho kwakubhadalwa khona besebenzisa loyo kuthiwa i-barter trade, yokutshintshana impahla. Sibuyele khona fane sasikhona shuwa kathi ye-21st century.
Udaba lokuba abazali sebengahlawula ngembuzi kumbe ingce isifuyo abalaso njengembadalo yama-school fees seludale inkulumo.
Akula kukhululeka kuleli lizwe. Abantu abathi abaningi bavame ukuthi bebaleke beSouth Africa, abaningi bedliwa zingwenye lempofo lapho bebalekela isimo esikhona elizweni. Akula kungcono kuleli lizwe, imisebenzi kayikho kayibonwa.
ELeZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka emithathu lasikhombisa lithole uzibuse kusasa, abantu abaningi beveza imbono etshiyeneyo ngaleli langa.
Uhlangothi lwesibhedlela sempilo Central Hospital kwaBulawayo eselapha umkhuhlane wemvukuzane seluphinde lwavala ngemva kokuma ukusebenza ngomnyaka ka-2009.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela kulo msakazo.
Udaba lokuba abazali sebengahlawula ngembuzi kumbe ingce isifuyo abalaso njengembadalo yama-school fees seludale inkulumo. Abanye ngabathi lokhu yikubuyisela emuva ingqubela phambili, kanti ke bakhona abamukele leli nyathelo. Umphathintambo wezemfundo umnumzana Lazarus Dokora utshele iphephandaba le-The Sunday Mail ukuthi abaphathi izikolo yibo asebezancedisana lenhlanganiso zabazali ukukhangela intengo yezifuyo iqathaniswe lembadalo eyabe izenziwa. Kubikwa kulesikolo eGlenview eHarare esesiqale ukwamukela imbuzi njengembadalo. UDokora wengezelele esithi nxa umzali engelazifuyo ulakho kusebenzela isikolo okwesikhatshana. Sixoxe lomunye utitshala emzini wemagwegwe umnumzana Alan Banda othi abakatshelwa ngalolu hlelo.
Lokho kuyamangalisa kakhulu, kuyethusa ngoba mbonani ilizwe lethu seliphumelele kangaka. Singabuyela emuva endulo khonale lapho kwakubhadalwa khona besebenzisa loyo kuthiwa i-barter trade, yokutshintshana impahla. Sibuyele khona fane sasikhona shuwa kathi ye-21st century.
Manje lina njengababalisi, kukhona yini elikutsheliweyo ukuthi imbuzi lezi ziyagcinwa ngubani, zeluswe ngubani?
Leso yisimanga lathi sikuthola kuma-news, siphongukubala kwi-newspaper. Asikatholi i-official ncwadi ezisho ukuthi into yakhona iyabi njalo, kodwa khona kuvele kuyamangalisa ngoba imbuzi yakhona uzayithi yimalini, inkukhu uyithi yimalini, uyake uvele ivalue uyawuyathatha khona yikho uyashupha khona. Ngingaba le mbuzi zami bathi imbuzi eyodwa ye-$50 ngafuna ukubhadala i-$50 bayawuthini? Ngihambise zingu-2 sekuyi-selefanele bangiphi-change eyimali. Bonke abantu besikolo ngingakuthi babhadale ngembuzi, i-change yakhona iyabi.
Manje njengababalisi, kukhona yini eselike lacabanga ukuthi lizakwenza ngodaba lolu kumbe khona ukuzwisisa ukuthi kuyahamba njani?
Indaba le ukuthi siyizwa siku-holiday le, siyibale kuma-newspaper siku-holiday. Mbona uthi ukuthi nga after i-independence holiday sekubuyela emsebenzini, izafanele ilandelelwe kuzwakale ukuthi kade kuthiwa kuzasebenza njani into yakhona. Ngoba uthi ukuthi sekufanele kwakhiwe izibaya ngasikolo ngasikolo, kuqalise ukufuywa imbuzi. Ezizathengiselwa bani njengoba imali yakhona iyeshuphayo? Zithengiswe njani? Kube ngenye i-barter trade futhi, ababhuku phela uzoziyowathenga ngembuzi lapho yakuzothenga khona. Into emangazale.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Alan Banda, utitshala ohlala emzini wemagwegwe, ubexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7 ekoBulawayo.
Ele Zimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lazikhombisa lithole uzibuse kusasa abantu beveza imbono etshiyeneyo ngezithelo ilizwe eselizitholile. Abasakhulayo bona bakhanya belembono etshiyeneyo kule abadala ababona impi yenkululeko. UMike Wobe weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Mhlaka 18 mabasa aminyaka yonke likhefu lokunanza uzibuse weZimbabwe lithakazelwa izalwane zalelo lizwe elizweni lonke laphandle kwelizwe abatsha labadala. Abaningi kodwa bakhala ngokuthi ilizwe kulokuthuthuka libuyele emuva okwethusayo, abanye beligcaza njengelidilikileyo. Nanku isimo somnotho lesombusazwe seligaqa ngamadolo, imisebenzi engabonakali, le mali ingatholakali emabhanga. Umnumzana Akim Hlanga ngosakhulayo oyisiphathamandla sebandla leMthwakazi iRepublic Party kobulawayo yena-ke upha umbono wakhe ngosuku lukazibuse.
Usuku lwezibuse thina njengabantu bakomthwakazi emathebheleleni asikatholi independence. Independence yaphiwa iZimbabwe ngo-1980 bephiwa ngabelungu. Thina emathebheleleni asikayibona uzibuse, kambe suka singathi thina sathola uzibuse khona 2 years down the line. Kuthiwe sithole uzibuso saqala ukubulawa nje njengenyamazane. So from 1982 kusiyafika ku-1987 kutshengisa ukuthi ilizwe alikakhululeki, sasingakhululekanga.
Uqhubeka uMhlanga ethi inkululeko ekhona eZimbabwe kayikhanyi.
Akula kukhululeka kuleli lizwe. Abantu abatsha abaningi bavame ukuthi bebaleke beSouth Africa, abaningi bedliwa zingwenye lempofo lapho bebalekela isimo esikhona elizweni. Akula kungcono kuleli lizwe, imisebenzi kayikho kayibono. Abantu abatsha abaningi abasebenzi bahlezi nje banawo amaphepha bengabe befundile kodwa imisebenzi kayibono.
Omunye njalo wabasakhulayo umnumzana Steven Sibanda osebenza lenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kobulawayo laye upha umbono wakhe ngelanga likazibuse.
Usuku likazibuse njengento ekhulayo ngathi alisela valu njalo alisela njongo abayalelwa ngabotongogara kusikisela kusala umbiyanyana. Ngathi ngesilungu it have lost its values and principles. So intsha injengathi thina asiboni injongo mbe asiboni incedo lokuthakazelela ilanga likazibuse.
Usiziba uphinde wathi eleZimbabwe licwela abantu abafundileyo okwamagama kodwa isimanga yikuthi bangamagwala ngoba bayesaba ukuphakama belwela amalungelo abo ahlala esephulwa nguhulumende osehlale wedlulisa embusweni.
Ngesilungu ngathi the more you educated the more you become stupid. Ngathi uZulu waseZimbabwe ufundile kakhulu kodwa when it comes to issues ezisimple njengokuthi alright okwamanje umuntu lokasenelisi kubana abuse okunje akusamelanga kube kwenziwe ngendlela enje. Abantu abakhoda that intelligence kubana baboni. Kunamhlanje ungathi asingeneni emgwaqweni sidemonstrate against umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Into abaqala ukubuza yona iningi layo kubana ngiyatholani bengazi bana balungiselela i-future yabantwana bami. Kuthiwa ufundile sibi kodwa ukufunda kwake mina kangikuboni. Nxa sibeseka ukulandela i-constitution esinika amandla kubana si-impeach-e impeach-e umongameli Robert Mugabe ubana no kasenelisi ubana ale ebusa.
Bobabili bayavumelana lo mbono wabaningi emphakathini abathi eleZimbabwe seleyabuyela emuva kungasela lantuthuko lokhu ilizwe lasuke ezandleni zabancindezeli abamhlophe lisiya kwabensundu. Lokhu kuvezwa yimithetho lezinqumo esezithathwa nguhulumende osephelelwe ngamacebo okufana lesinqumo esisanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemfundo umnumzana Lazarus Dokora othi abazali sebengahlawulela indleko yemfundo yabantwana besebenzisa izifuyo ezinjengembuzi. Ngimeli Studio 7 ngise Washington DC ngingumike Hobe.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection kusasa sinanza iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa eleZimbabwe lithole uzibuse wabensundu. Kambe kukhona okokuthakazelela na ikakhulu sikhangela ubunzima ilizwe elibhekane labo? Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 kumbe libhale ekhasini lethu leFacebook eleVOA Ndebele. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection kusasa ngo-8 o'clock ntambama lilami uNtungameli Nkomo. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho ithi izaqala ngolwesine kuyona le iviki ukuvivinya amankampani amathathu adinga umsebenzi wokudingela ilizwe imitshina yokubhalisa abantu abalelungelo lokuvota eyama-biometric voter registration kits. Umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Electoral Commission unkosikazi Rita Makarau uthi kulamankampani amathathu adinga lumsebenzi avela emazweni abalisa ele Germany, ele Belgium lele China. Unkosikazi Makarau uthi amankampani la kuzamele atshengise ubuntshantsho emsebenzini wokulobisa abavotayo. Phakathi kwamankampani la iZEC ithi izakhetha eyodwa eyabe itshengise ubungcwethi bezinga laphezulu. Abamabandla ezombusazwe labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bavunyelwe ukuba khona bezozibonela labo ukuthi amankampani la aqhuba njani umsebenzi, kutsho iZEC. Uhlelo lolu luza qutshwa kuqala mhla ka-20 luphele mhla ka-28. Sixhume umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT, umnumzana Bednigo Bebe.
Siyathemba ke ukuthi kuzaba luhlelo oluqondileyo, uhlelo oluhle, uhlelo oluzakwenza ukuthi ikhetho leZimbabwe ke luhlonitshwe ngamazwe omhlaba, luhlonitshwe namazwe e-region e-Africa, njalo luhlonitshwe i-Africa yonke, ikakhulu abantu beZimbabwe balihlonitshwe. Sinethemba ukuthi njengoba besebenza ne-NDP ekuhlolisiseni ngekuhluzisiseni ukuthi kuphume lawo makampani kuzasetshenziswa ne-NDP kuze kuyethutshwa. Njalo sinethemba-ke ukuthi-ke akusoze kube ne-criteria ezahlupha bese kusiba ne-argument ukuthi hhayi nxa sisitho right yilo yenza so kumbe sitho wrong yilo yenza so. Nxa kungasoze kube nohlupho olunjalo mbona kani hhayi kuyikuqalisa okutsha-ke ukuthi siqale ukuthi kube luhlelo oluzathandwa njalo lukholwe ngabantu kungaze kwaphikiswana sekuqeda ukuvota.
UMakarau uthi uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu abazavota luzagqitshwa ngenyanga kaNovemba lonyaka. Singathi isikhathi esaneleyo yini esesisele lapho ukuthi abantu ubabhalise, njalo isikhathi esihle na nxa sikhangela isikhathi esiyabe sesisele ukubana kuyiwe kukhetho?
Nxa kuvunyelwana kuyikuthi into yangikhona yinto esobala engadingi ukuthi kulokuncindezelana phakathi. Ngibone ngani-ke isikhathi lesasinikile yisikhathi esiqondileyo. Kungaba kubi-ke nxa kuyikuthi kulomunye ofuna ukudlala khonokuyana esikwaziyo okudlalwa yilaba sidlala ukuthi sihlibane nabo bese beqala-ke ukujikela ezinye izinto ezingadingeki ukuthi bazijikele. Kungaba njalo-ke kungaba lapho ukuthi-ke kungaze kwaphela. Kodwa-ke nxa kuvunyelwana kusetshenzwa ngokuvunyelwana kanibona ukuthi kungehlula ukuthi kuphele lokho, ngoba-ke ungakhosi ukuthi abantu ababe ukuthi bakwenze lokho ngababalisi abantu abavele bejayele zezingwalo. Ngibonani into emila kakhulu. Kungaba kubi-ke nxa sokuukuthi befuna ukuthi bakhiphe ababalisi besebenza okhani singakufuniyo ukuthi basebethatha amasosha namapolisi ukuthi la baphatheke into benjalo. Kungaba kubi-ke lokho. Kodwa nxa bangayekela kwenze ababalisi senzelwa ezikolo, hhayi ngibona ngani luhlelo nje olungenzakala ngesikhathi esifitelekesoluhlelo.
Umnumzana Bednigo Bebe ngumqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT.
Live Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe ngumnumzana Lazarus Lokora, umphathi ntambo wezemfundo, othi abazali sebelakho ukubhadala imali yemfundo yabantwa babo besebenzisa izifuyo ezinjengembuzi.
Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Kulezi phepheli ezedlula inkulungwane ezitholakale emkhunjini wolwandle kwele Libya zilubhekise kwele Italy zibalekela ubuyanga emazweni awe-Sub-Saharan Africa.
Umsekeli kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Mike Pence sexwayise ele North Korea ukuthi umongameli Donald Trump ulakho ukusebenzisa isandla sebutho ukuthathela umkhokheli walelo lizwe uKim Jong-un. Amanyathelo alukhona inxa engaqhubeka isebenzisa izikhali ze-nuclear ukuqala amanye amazwe.
Uhlangothi lwesibhedlela sempilo Central Hospital koBulawayo eselapha umkhuhlane wemvukuzane seseluphinde lwavulwa ngemva kokuma ukusebenza ngomnyaka ka-2009. Lokhu kwamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi abakade sebebanjwa ngamandla ukuyadinga usizo lokwelatshwa eHarare lasemazweni angomakhelwane. Unomphumelelo moyo usipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Umphathintambo wezempila kahle uDokotela David Pararenyatwa uvule indawo ezimbili zokwelapha umkhuhlane wemvukuzane empilo Central Hospital ezibalisa iradiotherapy lenuclear medicines kusetshenziswa umtshina okuthiwa yilinear accelerator ukutshisa imvukuzane esemzimbeni. UPararenyatwa uthi imvukuzane yebele lesibeletho yiyo esiqede omama ngoba bephuza ukuzokwelatshwa.
And also screening of cancer early, especially for women, to check their breasts, for men to check their prostate.
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi i-nuclear medicine unit isivuliwe, kumele kube lemithi ngazo zonke izikhathi ikakhulu kwabaswelayo ngoba kuyamemeza kubiza phose i-6,000 ngomnyaka. Lokwenqabela ukubamba imvukuzane kuqakathekile. Kuba mama imvukuzane itholakala esinyeni labubele njalo iyabulala.
Omunye wabodokotela oyingcitshi yokwelapha imvukuzane okhokhela uhlangothi lwe-nuclear medicine empilo uDokotela Xolani Ndlovu uthi kulithuba elihle ukuthi kuvulwe izigaba lezi zombili.
Lapha eZimbabwe ama-radiotherapy center amabili kuphela, Pararenyatwa Group of Hospitals leyaseMpilo Central Hospital. Kungakho ke kungakavulwa le i-radiotherapy center eseMpilo Central Hospital kutsho ukuthi izigulane zakoBulawayo leze Southern Region yonke nje bezithunyelwa ePararenyatwa Hospital ukuya kwelatshwa i-cancer.
Ethi impilo yacina ukuba le-nuclear medicines ngo-2003 izigulane bese zithwalelwa eSouth Africa le-India ukuba zithole lolu sizo.
I-department esibili ukuthi ivulwe nuclear medicine department elizweni lonke jikelele. I-nuclear medicine department ekhona esebenzayo yiyona le esempilo Central Hospital kuphela. Ngakho ke kutsho ukuthi abantu bonke baseZimbabwe bazokwazi ukuthi bethole usizo lwe-nuclear medicine empilo Central Hospital. Abaningi abantu bangathanda ukuthi bebekwazi ukuthi yona nuclear medicine le yini njalo inceda njani abantu abagulayo. Ku-nuclear medicine kusetshenziswa i-radiation encane efakwa emuntwini, umuntu lo abesefakwa ngaphansi kwekhamera okuthiwa igama kamera ukuze kutholakale impikitsha yezitho zomzimba kusiya ngokuthi umuntu lo ubulawa yini.
USenator Kuchwekaya Ndlovu ophila lomkhuhlane wemvukuzane uthi uyabonga usizo lukahulumende ngoba sekuza kwehlisa inani labantu abayakwelatshwa eHarare lakwamanye amazwe ngoba ngempela uwabonile amaxhegu anjengaye eswela indawo zokulala esibhedlela sePararenyatwa.
Mina ngilapha angisedokotela, imitshina le esizeyibukisa namhlanje loba besingelayo kwesikhathi eside. Sithanda ukuthi ngilikhulumela abantu bakithi ngithi mina siyabonga uhulumeni.
Ethi ngitsho lomuyo owayengumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Joshua Nkomo wafa ekhala ngokuthi abantu abatholiswe usizo lokwelatshwa eduze.
Lathi sesingancintisana labaseHarare. Ngaba seHarare okwamaviki ngathana nongamaxhegu kwakuvele enkaya kuvele etsholotsho. Ngabuza nti wena uhlala ngaphi? Nilala khonapha emabhentshini khonapha. Akuna muntu engimazi. Mina ngazibona ngingcono ngelabazulu eHarare.
Ucwaningo lokugcina olwenziwa eZimbabwe mayelana lemikhuhlane emitsha yemvukuzane ngo-2014 luveza ukuba kulenkulungwane eziyisikhombisa zabantu ababamba lomkhuhlane ngomnyaka. ngenxa yobugwelegwele isibhedlela sokwelapha imvukuzane sadonsa ukuvula ngoba iziphathamandla ezazibona ngokusebenza kwesibhedlela zibikwa zazifuna ukufumbathiswa ngumuntu oyemele azolungisa eminye imitshina yokwelapha imvukuzane. Ngimele iStudio 7 wobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Izakhamizi zesiqintini isetabatshika emashwingo zithi zizizwa zikhohlakele ngohulumende weZANU-PF wehluleka ukuzilungisela lapho ezingathola khona amanzi ahlanzekileyo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lezi zakhamizi zithi azizake zathola loba isibhorane esenjiwayo ziphila ngamanzi omfula uMthirikwi wona ahlezi bahudisa ngoba engahlanzekanga. Esinye salezi zakhamuzi umnumzana Thawanda Gomo ulandisa phezu kwenkinga yena labanye bakhe ababhekane lazo.
Zokwadi tachikumbirisa ukuthi kamamchigonawo
siyacela bakithi lisincede sithole lati amanzi ahlanzekileyo kelize endaweni yakithi lize zibonela ubunzima esibhekane labo kwezamanzi. Kambe kuyini okwenza singaze satholiswa isibhorane loba esisodwa nje? Siyayiswela impendulo yalokhu.
Lolu dubo lokuswelakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo duze kwabo ugomuthi selubangela inkinga lasemizini yabo. Obaba sebesenyanya omkabo ngoba bebabona njengabantu abangahlanzekanga ngenxa yokungagezi isikhathi sonke ngokuswela amanzi. Unkosikazi Mandipa Charumbira esinye njalo isakhamuzi seThabatshika olengane eziyisithupha uthi siyamkhathaza kakhulu lesi simo sokuswela amanzi.
Kunabanye bane hundurani ukuthi banitsa varipo
kulabanye abantu abagangileyo abachiya ubulongwe babo emfuleni ngibubone bugeleza ngamanzi. Niyangime kancane idlule leyo ngcekeza andubana nyike lawo manzi. Niyabe ngisazi mhlophe ukuba awalungelanga ukunatha lawo manzi kodwa kungekho engingakwenza.
Izakhamizi zeThabatshika zithi lokhu sekuphazamisa lemfundo yabantwana bengaphumeleli kuhle kuzifundo zabo njengoba behlezi bengabadiniwe isikhathi sonke singekho isikhathi sokufunda ingwalo zabo kanye lokulungiselela. Lazo zikhalaza kunhlanganiso ezitholisa usizo ezigoqela eye Oxfam ukuthi zibagebhele izibhorane njengalokho abezwa kuthiwa kwenzakala kwezinye iziqinti elizweni zanelise lazo ukuthola amanzi ahlanzekileyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisemashingo ngingumavis Gama.
Kwezemidlalo iqembu lenguqu eleBantu Rovers lithole imiklomelo yalo eyakuqala emidlalweni yalonyaka esigabeni seCastle Premier Soccer League ngemva kokunqoba elikwenze ele Triangle nge-1-0. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukapteni weqembu leBantu Rovers uBukhosi Sibanda nguye olitshayela emambuleni ngehlandla lesibili lomdlalo njalo leli goli ilwe lidale ukuba iqembu leBantu Rovers lithole yonke imiklomelo emithathu. Ekhuluma ekupheleni komdlalo uSibanda uthe ulethemba lokuba ukunqoba kwabo kuza kupha abadlali baleli qembu abasakhulayo isibindi kwimidlalo elandelayo njengoba iningi labadlali baleli qembu kungabafana abancane.
I think ngijabule because at the end of the day ukuthi ngiyabalida la abafana. I think it's a boost of confidence going forward to our next game. Yeah. But angena ngesibulayo. Sithi izinto lesi magame asasemane.
Impumelelo yomdlalo namhla idale ukuba iqembu leBantu Rovers likhuphuke lisuka emsileni wengalane yemiklomelo lisiyahlala kundawo yeChumila ntathu. Phezu kwengalane kule qembu lenkezi Platinum lona ilemiklomelo eyithoba munomunye ngemva kokunqoba ile Hawmine ngomgqibelo odluleyo. Kolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu iqembu leHighlanders lizadibana leqembu leDynamos kusasa enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium kufinali yalonyaka yenkezo ye-Independence Trophy. iqembu leHighlanders linqobele FC Platinum nge-4-3 ngemva kokutshaywa kwembekwa ngensonto enkundleni eBarber Fields kusemifinal yakuqala. Yikanti iqembu leDynamos linqobele Cape United nge-1-0 kusemifinal yesibili edlalelwe esigodlweni iHarare. Amaqembu adliwe kusigaba sesemifinal athi FC Platinum kanye leCape United azadibana emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu elizabhutsha lisendaweni yesithathu ozadlalelwa enkundleni yeWhite City koBulawayo. Limidlalo iyingxenye yenhlelo zokuthakazelela uzibuse. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Zimbabwe, rise up Zimbabwe, no fear till we build the nation. Rise up Zimbabwe, rise up Zimbabwe, no fear till we build the nation. We never dreamt of black on black oppression, no brutality to build a nation. We never dreamt of black on black oppression, no brutality to build a nation. Never underestimate your power, you the people. No matter you are black or white, here we are equal. Taneta neva nuvenyu vanongo nyepa baba. Kushikarine kuchichimbo chema baba. Zuvane zuvarine munu waro. Asinyike makatipa yatibata chibaro. Kutanyiriri kurwaza kungetiri vafaro. Kukonda na pachetu toshika kupitidaro. Misozi yangu shikarini ichierera. Rimwana wevasi ndasara ngori nerera. Baba wakatorwa nenyiko chedza kutichengeta. Mari yatichina tango sara nemapepa. Ndinozviziva kuti zvinorwadza. Tinoedza asi nekuoma zvinotadza. Uori wakadai ndikati sei hunonyadza. Aungambokova iwe usina kubata-bata. Rise up Zimbabwe. Rise up Zimbabwe. No fear till we build the nation. Rise up Zimbabwe. Rise up Zimbabwe. No fear till we build the nation. We never dreamt of black on black oppression, no brutality to build a nation. We never dreamt of black on black oppression, no brutality to build a nation. Ishe komborera Zimbabwe. Nyika ino era yakavakwa nemabwe. Asivana venyu votemana nemabwe. Wizindo yambuka seiroru nemakarwe. Ropara takadeura rakakwana. Gatisa shibise nyika yevana vemangwana. Tisavane kutya mukuva kare mangwana. Donesa dono zerenyu taoma mukana. I love my people. Release my people. I love my people. Release my people. I love my people, dear God, release my people. Please, Lord, I love my people, release my operation. No brutality to build a nation. Rise up Zimbabwe. Rise up Zimbabwe. No fear till we build the nation. Rise up Zimbabwe. Rise up Zimbabwe. No fear till we build the nation. We never dreamt of black on black operation. No brutality to build a nation. We never dreamt of black on black operation. No brutality to build a nation.
Ingoma kaMushi ehlabela kamnandi egqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje uthi yena Rise Up Zimbabwe.
Singakehlukani wothi ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela.
UZulu seveze imbono etshiyeneyo ngodaba lwelanga likazibuse ele-Independence.
Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande lilayo.
Lo ntungamili nkomo azive wope makamu angu.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.